producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Politics as usual. Hey, everybody. How was your weekend? Maybe it was filled with watching some football, the NFL in full swing. The U.S. Open wrapped up. We'll do a little sports shorts for you coming up here in this hour of America tonight. But the president making an appearance on Meet the Press with a new host, and that's where one of the areas where we'll start and talk about ISIL and ultimately what's going to happen, plus the budget. Is there really a chance that we're going to see another government shutdown? Do we have to be held hostage by this old storyline? Since I've been doing America Tonight, there's been at least five different years where I've come on the air to say, oh, boy, we're not so sure. It looks like they could perhaps have a shutdown. I don't want to say those words anymore. So, Kate Delaney, welcoming you to another edition of America Tonight. On Wednesday, by the way, the president will speak to the nation about the Islamic State and ultimately, I suppose, what the strategy is or what kind of offense we're going to go on as far as ISIL is concerned. But as we wind things up here to gear up for the week, there have been a couple of things close to home worth mentioning at the top, and that includes immigration. You know, we're complaining about so many people pouring in over the borders, and we talked to some people at various schools as to what was happening in their districts because they were having to account for the amount of kids that were coming over the border, and they had 500 days or so for a deportation hearing, and because of that, because of how long it takes for the deportation hearing, they were thrust into all kinds of different schools, and they didn't have room for them. And then, of course, there was the whole thing about bringing over diseases and were they vaccinated and et cetera. So a lot of reform advocates, we'll call them that, really expressed their rage to the president in delaying executive action to change immigration policy, including accusations that the president is just caving in because of the midterm elections. For example, the executive director of the group America's Voice, you ever hear America's Voice? They say they're bitterly disappointed in the Prez and the Senate Dems who have chosen politics over the people. And the president, of course, denies that it has anything to do with politics whatsoever, which I'd have to say baloney on that. I'd have to call bull on that. He's talking about Congress not dealing with immigration. However, we've been in a five-week off period, a recess period for the lawmakers, and really they've just gotten back to it. And, of course, everybody knows that nothing is going to happen with immigration because it hasn't happened for decades. And every single time anybody gets serious about looking back at the laws and why don't we have this happening, ultimately, how come we don't know how many people are pouring over the border? And, geez, what's happening with the student visas? We got to track down 6,000 people because they expired and we're trying to track and find out where they are and what happened there. All of the stuff mixed into the pot does make for uncomfortable politics depending on your district and your makeup of your constituents, in other words, and what you're promising them. Democrat, really, or Republican, but especially Democrats if they have a heavily Latino population, the kind that really want to see some sort of amnesty because they'll vote and they're not going to vote for people who are not going to do something in that direction. And we keep hearing this number, too, 11 million people who have come into the U.S. illegally or who have overstayed the visas. I think it's higher than that. Look, I've talked to people from Homeland Security off the record. They think it's higher than that. No one's going to question the number because It's just this round number, basically, that was rounded up, that was thrown out there, because we have, it's not like the turnstiles at Disneyland, for goodness sake. We have no way to know how many people are in the country illegally. Roughly, I think it's probably 14 million. Am I right? I don't know. But I know that it's more than 11 million. So the Democrat-controlled Senate passed comprehensive bipartisan reform legislation in 2013, but it's completely stalled over at the House because of border security. And what does a pathway to citizenship look like? Does it look like a free fast pass at Disneyland? Or does it look like something else? So there was never a right time to deal with it. Never a right time to deal with this. And at some point, it has to be done, right? At some point, we have to face the fact that we can no longer continue to deny what's happening and just let the states figure it out. Oof, sorry about that, Arizona. Sorry about that, Texas. Sorry about that, California. And then when California's going broke and they heap it on to all the taxpayers who are screaming because they can't even afford to live there, the middle class. And the reason why is because so much of this added fees are tacked on because of the problems they're having with illegal immigration. So the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who is fighting for his own political life to keep his Senate seat, is saying that the president is simply saying he's going to go around the law once it's too late for Americans to hold the Democrats responsible in the November elections. The Democratic National Committee spokesperson says that the Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, are all wrong. That it's just manufactured outrage and it's complete callous political rhetoric. So my question to all of you, if you're alive and thriving, you're not too spent from what you did over the weekend, is what do you think the answer is? We've grappled with this in so many different directions. I've said this a couple times. I've been with the Border Patrol. We've had Border Patrol agents on the show. We've talked to people who have been immigration lawyers, who are immigration lawyers. We've talked to all kinds of people. We've talked to people affected by illegal immigration, where they've been held hostage for some reason or another because of it. And we've talked to other people who found themselves in this situation where they were desperate to come to the United States, did it legally, and now are furious to be lumped into the whole immigration category, and they happen to be Hispanic. So they don't like the overall label that gets thrown out there. The bottom line is, I don't think that we will ever pass any real immigration reform. Never. I don't think we'll do that. This is one of those hot potatoes that will never quite land. It will never land because we're always going to be in an election cycle when it comes time to make the tough decisions. And we're not going to get bipartisan cooperation. We've had committees that have been formed. There's been all kinds of money and studies that have been thrown at this. In our current political atmosphere, we are never, ever going to see that. And listen, I'm an optimistic person. I'm a glasses half full person. It's not going to happen. Any suggestions? You want to throw in your 2 cents? You always can, of course, 24/7 here. 855-266-5283. On the flip side, what the Prez had to say about ISIL next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30DayFoodSupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Not surprising, in this country, when we talk about water cooler buzz, besides some of the rage over immigration and people saying, you wait and see what's going to happen at the midterm elections, and we'll see, the conversation then will shift gears, and we'll be talking about the quicksand in the Middle East, and specifically, ISIL is the topic of conversation. I mean, no matter where you go. I was in New York last week. People were talking about it. People were talking about it on the bus. Then I came back. I was in Dallas. People were talking about it. So why? Because of the video, the graphic video, really smashed Americans in the gut. I mean, do we want to see two freelance journalists beheaded and then have that go viral and really throw that in our face? And then you figure, okay, you know, what do we do? How do we take this on? What should we as Americans think or expect should happen here? How vigilant do we have to be? And think about this. 9/11 is coming up. And, you know, every single time, and I hate this, every single time the anniversary of 9/11 comes up, immediately everyone is petrified, or for a few moments anyway, because there's all the conversation about there's a lot, you know, terror alert, be careful. It's the anniversary of 9/11. This is the perfect time for something to happen. I mean, how long have we heard that? And remember, I was in New York when all of that went down and went through what the people went through there. And it was just unbelievable, undescribable to tell you the truth, because it didn't go away. I mean, 9/11 just permeated everybody's life in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and all those areas where people had commuted into the city and never came back. So there was a whole lot of pent-up feelings. And now there's the memorial, and there's been this lull as far as any kind of a big attack like that on the United States. So here we go again with the ground is shaking beneath our feet. And by the way, coming up this week, we're going to talk to a woman whose daughter was killed on 9/11. She was on one of the planes that never landed, let's put it that way. And she turned it around after a really, really tough time and has done some amazing things in the name of her daughter. So that's coming up later on America Tonight. But anyway, we have 9/11 colliding with ISIL and everything that's happening with the Islamic State. And how do we convince allies to be a part of this? How do you build an international coalition? Which is what the president said when he was on for the first time on Meet the Press, because Chuck Todd took over, and that was the big thing. He took over for David Gregory, who they let go, and the big thing was that he's got big connections with the White House, and Obama's going to be on the show, and he was. And on the show, he said that he's going to be previewing a plan that he's going to present in a speech to the nation on September 10th. He's going to let us know, right? And he says he needs partners like Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, thank goodness, Saudi Arabia. How many times were we screaming about that on this show? That the Saudis need to be a part of this. The Saudis need to be a part of this. And so apparently this is going to be part of what the president is pushing. But everybody's very cautious about this. The NATO allies, cautious about it. So far, support from 9 countries as of last week after that summit in Wales to combat the Islamic State militant guys in the black, you know, that are marching through the streets, that are doing whatever they want to in these towns, and people either join up or they're dead, they're pushed out, or their family is terrorized. So they don't necessarily throw in any kind of firm commitments, but they're coming up with some kind of a coordinated military campaign against the Sunni insurgents, the radical Sunni insurgents. So is any Arab leader going to publicly become a crusader and fight this war against Islamic State, the Islamic State in the Middle East? Is that going to happen? Do you think calling out the Saudis is going to work? I mean, listen, we do it on this show. I think they have to be involved. Let's see if they jump in. I mean, the Saudis, I think that this has been a disaster in the Middle East. I was reading a quote in one of the Washington papers today. A guy named Ken Pollack, who's been on America Tonight a couple of times, he's a Middle East analyst at the Brookings Institute in Washington, big think tank. And he says the first challenge for the press is going to be convincing the Saudis and the other Gulf states that he is somehow different now from the president that he has been for the past 6 years. How does he build a coalition made up of a lot of Muslim countries, by the way, to go up against the Islamic State? Because it's a danger they face. It's not just a danger to the United States, but will an Arab leader do that? I mean, will they do that? Trust me, they have intelligence on these guys. You know it. But will they step up to the plate when they have to? And see, some of the Saudis, I think, would say they don't want to give any kind of strength to Assad in Syria. I don't think they want to do that. And I think they're going to want some kind of guarantees that whatever this campaign is against the Islamic State won't end up giving Iran bigger influence. Because remember, that's what Iran is pushing for. So this is a little more twisted, a little more complicated than it looks at first blush. But that's what the president's pushing. And bravo for him if he calls out the Saudis and Jordan and any you know, anybody else, United Arab Emirates, anybody connected in the Arab states to get on board with this. Because for this offense, that's what we need to happen. You need them to be on board with this, don't you think? I think so. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Ted Cruz, never shy about voicing his opinion, the senator from Texas who may run for president on the Republican side coming up here in a couple of years. Here's what Ted Cruz had to say about ISIL and striking in a sense while the iron is hot.
I think it is an urgent concern to strike while ISIS is vulnerable.
Yeah, and are they vulnerable now? Well, the longer we wait, the longer the world waits, and the more they marinate, the more kids, because they're really kids for the most part, that they recruit, the more money they raise, the more havoc they wreak, of course, then the stronger they get, and the stronger they get, the harder it is. So he's right in that sense. The harder it is to defeat them. Much harder to defeat them. So I think this speech on Wednesday is huge for the president, because I want to hear him say those words. I want to hear him call out the Saudis. I want to hear him call out the Arab world, and I want to see what the response is to that. Because supposedly they're agreeing to confront these jihadists, since it's going to be blowback on them anyway, and they don't want it either. But they're going to want assurances. Can they get those assurances? And will they back U.S. airstrikes? Because remember, that hasn't happened before. Will they actually back the idea of it and think of Iraq and think of Syria and what this means? So this is a very, very big deal. A broad coalition to defeat ISIL. So not a war, but an agreement. A coalition, isn't that an interesting word to use? Meaning we want your best intelligence people, and we want a lot of people agreeing to this so we can throw it down their throats. I mean, there has to be some kind of a comprehensive military, political, I think, backing of this for the people who get involved and who decide, okay, we don't want this to happen in the Arab world, so we're with you, and they have to be 100% on board for this to work, to take whatever measure is necessary to counter this kind of bloodthirsty terrorism. Stay with us. More to come.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
That conversation centering around the big news. The president has a strategy for all the critics of the president not having a clear-cut way to deal with the Islamic State. And there's going to be some big announcements on Wednesday, including partnerships with the Arab states. The Arab states agree to come on board, but what does that mean? And what kind of guarantees did they have to get to do that? Because that's huge if they step out of the shadows and in front of this. That's incredible that they agree for a military confrontation with the jihadists and other militants threatening the existence, I guess, of the Arab state. So that makes sense. That's why they would come forward. But I think it's a big deal for them to come forward, and I cannot wait to hear some of those details that are starting to slip out a little bit before Wednesday. Interesting side note, because the president always gets slammed for picking up the golf clubs and going out to the golf course. He actually made a statement about that. He said that perhaps that wasn't the right thing to do. Perhaps golfing was a bad idea. Seriously. And that's one of the main things I caught over the weekend. After the Foley statement, he said, yeah, maybe that was a bad idea. He said he should have known better than to go golfing immediately after speaking about the beheading of an American journalist. And this was part of what he was asked and talked about on Meet the Press. He said he should have anticipated that he would have some critics because he did that, because part of the job is what he says is the theater of it. And he says it's not something that comes naturally to him. Remember, at the time he was vacationing in Martha's Vineyard when the Islamic militants released that just gruesome, sickening video of James Foley, who was killed as payback for the airstrikes against the terror group. So he condemned the killing, and the entire world is appalled by the brutal murder. Remember, he said that. And then he was photographed moments later golfing, which, of course, he was accused of massive insensitivity because of doing the one thing, then turning around and saying, four. So he said it matters, and he's mindful of it. And finally says, listen, he said the theater of the presidency is a challenge for him, and you're followed everywhere. And part of what he would love would be a vacation from the press. That he would love if he could just be away from the press and not have to deal with any of that. And that was part of what he had a hard time dealing with. So pretty interesting that he addressed that and said that that's, you know, something that he needs to be more conscious about. Which it's interesting because, this, again, to me, this goes back to the people surrounding the president. I mean, you only have so much focus. Let's admit it. I don't care how brilliant you are. I don't care what a great orator you are. I don't care what a great statesman you are, whether you're Reagan or whether you're Bill Clinton or whether you're George Washington, although Washington seemed like he had 100 lives, didn't he? I mean, this was a guy that just went and went and went and went and never stopped. If he had to fight people with his bare fists, he did it. And rightly so, he was our first president. It makes complete sense to me. But now, with the world that we live in and with the amount of attention and the possibilities of things coming out in all different locations, the thing that I would say is when you're the president, the people around you, for goodness sake, have to take care of that, right? So I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whoever it is, there's loose ends with this administration. That's what the problem is. Because they don't think about that kind of stuff. How could nobody say to him, this is appalling. People who have no connection to him feel so awful for his family. This has really, really hit people hard in the United States. They are really, really blown away by the thought of an American journalist again being beheaded and having it go viral and in the worst way possible. It affected people deeply. So nobody was there to say, you know, it might not be such a great idea to do the golfing thing because it's gonna seem insensitive after you make statements about how it won't be tolerated and that the world is appalled by the murder of James Foley. So it goes back to the cracks with the Obama folks at the White House, to me, more than even the president himself. It's when you're the president, it's those people around you that are so vital. The last thing that you should focus on is any of that. That should be taken care of by somebody else. So let's see what happens on Wednesday. Let's see what this plan is that was outlined on Friday for this coalition to defeat ISIS. Let's see what that's going to look like, that comprehensive confrontation. And then, because the warnings are starting to come out, and we look at 9/11, which is upon us again, hard to believe, but we certainly know what happened in Benghazi. To me, that was obviously the attack on the ambassador, which we still are grappling with some of the facts from that. That was absolutely motivated by it's September 11th and we're choosing this date to tell you that we can get to your people and you've left them exposed in Benghazi. Now, that was a couple of years ago. So here we are, 2014. What happens now? What happens now? Hopefully, nothing. We just honor the people that we could bury and the others that we remember, because we had so many parts of so many people. It was the worst, one of the worst days in our history. We don't want to have anything that we have to confront on our own soil. I mean, isn't that the biggest fear? Isn't the biggest fear for all of us when we talk about Foley, when we talk about Sotloff, the journalist being beheaded? We talk about the threats that, watch out, America, we're here and we're coming. Isn't that the thing that might keep you up at night? Isn't that the thing that should keep a president up at night? Of course. Nobody wants to see somebody sneak in from a port. Nobody wants to see that we once again missed a student visa and some awful thing takes place in this country that we miss. Nobody wants to hear that various government agencies didn't pass on information because they were watching their own territory. So what might have been prevented didn't get prevented. There is no 100% guarantee. Nobody can guarantee our safety as Americans 100%, but they need to do the best they can. Isn't that what we fought, our families have fought and died for, to be the home of the free, the home of the brave, life, liberty, and the right to pursue happiness? Of course. It's why we live in America. It's why our family came to America. For that reason. Because we didn't want to live like that. We don't want to live with the fear of getting on a bus that it might blow up, or sending our kids to school and the building might be blown up. Of course, we have our own worries here in the United States about other things that are happening. But on a broader sense, this is something that we don't feel every day, that is a feeling you would have in a lot of places in the Middle East. Even in Israel, right? In Israel, they have the dome to protect them. But the dome can only do so much. There have been terrorist things that have happened in Israel, some terrible things that have happened, which is one of the reasons why teachers in Israel have guns, which is one of the reasons why in their way of life, if you can serve, unless there's some medical reason, boy or girl, you serve. You serve before you go off to whatever your next venture is, so you understand what it's like to fight for your country. So here we go again, staring down at another anniversary, and there are concerns about 9/11. And absolutely, to me, we saw that ripped apart somewhere else, but a very popular ambassador, Ambassador Stevens, lost his life, as did three others, because they were so exposed. And the arguments back here were over what started it, when we know it was 9/11, but it was that deniability, because I think they don't want to admit that we're targets. This is, you know, 9/11. We don't want anything to happen on 9/11. That's the anniversary of the most horrific day, because this is the fear that something terrible will happen. In New York, I would hate to be the commissioner. I would hate to be the police commissioner in New York. I would hate to be the mayor every time you flip the calendar to 9/11, because they know that New York City anyway is the top terror target. Although there have been many things that have happened there to make the city safer than it ever has been. But there still is no 100%. No 100%. All right, stay with us. We're rounding the final corner. We're going to mix in some odds and ends, including Joan Rivers is laid to rest. Stay with us.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
His boy standing on a corner, somebody.
All right, would you believe it? Just like that, first hour of the new week down. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts or call me at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack in Australia. Did you have a good weekend?
Well, the football season started off well with my Denver Broncos winning just... It was a good weekend. I actually spent a lot of it researching that thing I sent you for the suggestion for Jeff Haddock. But I wanted to comment on the the mistaken optics, as Mr. President put it. I think what a lot of people were really offended about was that James Foley's parents had their press conference cut short so Mr. Obama wouldn't miss his tee-off time. I mean, the fact that he played golf after making the announcement, yeah, okay, he was on holiday. But the fact that he forced grieving parents to cut their press conference short so he wouldn't miss his tee-off time, now there is an optic that is really bad.
Yeah, I agree, and you heard me say that if anything, it shows the Swiss cheese of the people around him in that administration Because for goodness sake, who would advise, hey, listen, we can't do this. Here's what we got to do. You know, come on, here's the big picture. You can't do this. You can't tell the American people you are outraged, then turn around, go and swing a golf club. And in the meantime, as you say, taking it a step further, which has now been reported, after it happened, they reported, you know this, Jack, that you're right. They had to bump them off a lot faster because they had to get to him.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but it really does show the mentality of the me generation that has taken over the Democrat Party. Yeah. Oh, yes, I've got to speak on this, but I cannot miss my tee off time. And yeah, unfortunately, Mr. Obama has surrounded himself with a ton of people that will feed his ego that way.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of yes men or women or whoever. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's the problem.
Yeah. About the only thing the Democrats didn't do over all the bad press that he's been getting was blame George W. Bush for it.
Yeah, they have to move on from that. I think they learned that it's not working anymore. Second term, you can't go there. You can only go there so much, and then where it's like, whoa, you wanted to be president. It's on you. It's not on the people before you. Forget it. You know?
Well, they're still blaming George W. Bush for the current immigration crisis. Because they're saying that it was a George W. Bush bill that allowed these unaccompanied minors to come in. But they, all they did was change the definitions of it to suit their own needs, which is typical of this administration. Look, I got an idea, Kate. How about we have an ATN campaign to get Jack Alexander and his family immigrating to the United States?
If only it were that easy. If only. That's the problem. And part of your problem is because now people like you, Jack, who want to come to the United States, this will never be said, not really, but it's the truth. All of the people who want to come to the United States, a lot of those requests and honoring the paperwork and looking through it has been pushed back because of the illegal problem. It's created a big problem. So we've had to shrink the funnel of the people who legally, like yourself, have really wanted to come here and have jumped through the hoops to get here, but there's no space because of what we're allowing to happen in this country.
Well, yeah, and it's a double tragedy, too, because my maternal grandfather was part of the greatest generation. He was a U.S. Marine, you know, who fought in the Pacific. So, you know, I have that American ancestry there, and it still doesn't seem to help. It's just an absolute, you know, the tragedies just keep compounding. And I'm sure that there are a ton of other people in the same boat that I am.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in that same boat, Jack. Never stop trying. Some way, somehow, you're going to get to the United States. I am confident of that. Thanks, Jack. Jack, by the way, did some great research about the solution that he came up with, and one that we were talking about the other night on the air, as far as fighting ISIL and currently what we could do, the problem when we look at intelligence and weapons and air support and all of that, and we'll be talking about that coming up a little bit later this week in solutions. Remember, to me, the solution is so much the intelligence, because you have to infiltrate by being able to infiltrate their forces, and to do that, you have to have people who are smart enough to do that, who speak the language, who can fit in, who are like narco cops that you could put into high schools, but times 100, they have to be that much better. And if you remember, that's after 9/11, when we were able to do that, that's what works so well. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy. I think we're going to get her here. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hi. No politics for me because I have a wonderful Made in America entrepreneur.
Ooh.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to have to start having some patriotic music for all these men. Okay. The company name is So Unique Homestead, and So is spelled S-E-W. And the owner is Leah Keller of Mountain Home, Arkansas. And what she has started is these wonderful-looking hunter's caps, or you can call them actually they're hats, bomber hats. Mm-hmm. They're made with top-notch quality fabric, and they have real fur, rabbit fur on them. But for those who don't wear fur, she also makes them with faux fur. And in addition to these wonderful hats, I think every wife should be buying one for her husband for Christmas.
I like it.
Well, husbands, our men love a good warm hat because when you go out hunting in cold weather, your ears take the frostbite first.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, she makes the most gorgeous crocheted throws you ever saw. And she has other products, too, for babies. Kate, the woman is so talented. I'm green with envy. But here's the nice part. I did a research on her yarns.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, I'm anal retentive about made in America.
Right.
And don't buy parts in China and say you made it in America. That's not working for me either. Her yarns that I researched are made in America. So we have a made in America fabric, because I researched that also, and made in America yarn. And this little gal from Arkansas, Leah, is making a living by producing these wonderful hats, which I think are just really, really awesome. And, oh, if anybody doesn't like her little throws, they're out of their mind. But you know what? She will be employing American citizens, and she is contributing to our American economy without anything to do with China. And that so impresses me. And I had a chat with her for about an hour. Lovely young lady. And she's helping to support the family constellation while her husband finishes school. He's going to be a nurse practitioner.
Wow. And it's S-E-W?
S-E-W, like you're sewing.
So. Mm-hmm.
So, and, oh, you can find her on Facebook. She has a site, So Unique Homestead, on Facebook. And she is also on Etsy.
Okay.
So look her up, because you'll love the things on the Facebook page. There's a lot more pictures there, but she's transferring them over to Etsy. And look her up. And maybe we can talk her into donating to the prize closet for Nail the Score.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to call her. I love that. I love that you did that research, Izzy. Thank you. Made in America. Woo! Good job, Izzy. You know, we have a segment, and we're revitalizing that, because we've had a segment about Made in America where we've gone out and found companies. Like Izzy said, the tricky thing is, and this is what I kept running into, and she knows it, is you run into companies where they say, well, it's made in America, but then you find out, no, parts and other things came from China. It's only, you know, 30% made in America. That's not the same as everything being made in America. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.